WIRO, Seattle, the news authority.
CBS News. Mrs. Rosalind Carter is expected to follow her normal schedule Friday, despite having undergone unexpected surgery on Thursday. I'm Christopher Glenn, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Mrs. Carter went to Bethesda Naval Hospital for a routine medical checkup, but in the course of the examination, doctors discovered a lump in one of her breasts. They decided to remove the growth immediately, and a biopsy showed it to be benign, non-cancerous. The First Lady had a local anesthetic during the operation, but no medication thereafter. She returned to the White House following the procedure, and her news secretary says she's feeling fine. The operation was performed by Captain William Foughty, the hospital's surgery department chairman. It was he who, in 1974, handled the operation in which former First Lady Betty Ford lost a breast because of a cancerous growth. President Carter was not on hand as the surgery on his wife was carried out. It had been expected the examination would be routine, but he was kept informed by telephone by Dr. William Lukacs, the chief White House physician. It was not disclosed which of Mrs. Carter's breasts was affected. Her news secretary said, "I think it's personal. This is all she once said about it." And she added, "Thousands of women have had similar operations." More CBS News after this.
Express today. Greyhound Package Express is the easy way to mail a gift and get it where it's going in hours, not days. Most of the time, I use regular economy service for mailing gifts. Gifts for weddings, graduations, birthdays, anniversaries, you name it. If I'm really short on time, I ask for expedited Next Bus Out service, the same service many businesses use for their rush shipments. Many arrive in hours. Most packages going up to 500 miles get next day service. And with both services, Greyhound notifies the person getting the gift when it arrives. Greyhound's the leader, you know. They handle millions more packages than any other bus company. They also have more convenient suburban locations. And for just 50 cents, their Express Pack service offers a carton and the packing materials I need to mail gifts safely. Greyhound Package Express. It's the easy way to mail a gift.
At Greyhound Package Express, we say, easy does it all the way.
The House Agriculture Committee has approved new government support levels for wheat and corn, supports trimmed substantially from earlier congressional recommendations. President Carter has threatened to veto any farm bill that goes much beyond providing $2 billion a year in support programs. One House measure under consideration could cost over three times that much. But Representative Richard Nolan of Minnesota is among those legislators who oppose the effort at compromise.
I'd rather write a good bill that we think is equitable and essential for agriculture, and present that to the House of Representatives. Try to pass it, try to persuade the President to sign the bill. If that kind of an effort would not succeed, you can always retreat to some kind of a compromise. But this compromise that we have here is so bad that it's hardly even worth passing.
Congressman Nolan says the president is reneging on a campaign promise by the support levels he proposes. Nolan says Mr. Carter promised supports which would cover production costs, and the congressman claims the president's proposal does not even begin to do so. Four people died Thursday night when the twin-engine jet in which they were traveling exploded in flight and crashed into a house in McLean, Virginia, a suburb of Washington. Mrs. Shirley Clark says her entire family was home when the plane hit her house.
The six of us, four children, my husband and myself, were watching television in the family room, which is on the southern side of the house, and we heard a loud crash and a swoosh, and the next thing we knew, we were picking up children and running. The house was totally in flames. We just ran as fast as we could.
No one in the Clark family was hurt. The jet was owned by Southern Services Corporation of Atlanta, had just taken off from Washington's National Airport for a flight to Birmingham. The London-based Institute for Strategic Studies has issued a report claiming the Soviet Union is catching up with the Western nations militarily in the quality of their weapons as well as the quantity. More CBS News after this.
Did you know there are over 100 different strains of cold virus? And any one of them can make you sick? That's why there's Contac. No matter what cold virus attacks, one capsule helps relieve your swollen membranes, your runny, sneezy misery, up to 12 hours, all day, all night. That's the wonder of Contac.
Give your cold to Contac. Real medicine for real cold.
Take only as directed.
Right now, Goodyear is cutting the deck and dealing. It's your chance to get a super low price on a Goodyear lube job and oil change. Here's the deal. Get a complete chassis lubrication and an oil change with up to 5 quarts of 10W30 oil for $4.88 at your nearby Goodyear service stores. Come on in. Goodyear. It's the only game in town.
Who says don't take any wooden nickels? You could probably turn a profit if you do, according to William Moore, executive vice president of the Pickle Packers International Organization. He's been giving away wooden nickels for 20 years, promotional gimmicks to sharpen up pickle sales. But now, Moore told the annual convention of the organization in Jacksonville, Florida, inflation has set in, as with everything else, and wooden nickels cost 6.5 cents apiece. Wholesale. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
Cairo News Time is 10:06.
America's favorite loser is on his first winning streak. Friday at 8 on Channel 7, you'll want to be watching A Boy Named Charlie Brown. If you've ever backed an underdog or longed for a change in luck, you won't want to miss what happens when Charlie Brown enters a spelling bee and is faced with spelling words like insecure and failure. It looks like a chance to succeed at last for the winningest loser of all, A Boy Named Charlie Brown, Friday at 8 on Channel 7.
If you're not used to hearing it, then you must not be used to saying it.
Hello.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi.
I just called you to say that I love you and I appreciate everything that you do.
Who is this?
If you love them, tell them. A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the Mormons.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... I'm E.G. Marshall. I have often regretted my speech, never my silence, said the Roman philosopher. And speech is silver, silence is golden, goes the old proverb. Thus, from childhood, are we taught the relative merits of speech versus silence. However, the world has changed, and the value of gold itself can skyrocket or plummet on any given day. And had the philosopher lived in our time, he might discover that people can have cause to regret their silence.
Who fired that shot, Ralph? You?
I'm not the one who hit him.
How do you know you didn't hit him?
All of us fired.
How do you know it wasn't your bullet?
Because I couldn't hit the side of a barn.
But you promised me there wouldn't be any killing.
Mystery drama, The Second Chance Lady, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Marion Seldes and Terry Keane. It is sponsored in part by General Electric Citizen Band Radios and True Value Hardware Stores. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Once upon a time, there was a happy little family.
Everybody happy?
Happy as a lark.
Happy as a clam.
Indeed, they were the happiest little family you would ever care to meet. Until it came time to get in their car.
Look, just get in the car.
Nah, I don't want to go. Do I have to?
This is work.
What made them unhappy was that they could never seem to find a car that was right for them. It was either too big and expensive.
Well, maybe we could skip the house payment this month.
Or too small and uncomfortable.
It's small in here.
Ma, your elbow's in my eye.
Sorry, honey.
Then one day, Father happily announced he had found a car that was just right for them. A Buick Century Custom. Being a midsize, it was neither too big nor too small for them. And being a Buick, it had a V6 engine, lots of room and comfort, and the famous Buick ride. And that pleased them to no end.
I'm pleased as punch.
I'm tickled pink.
I have to go to the bathroom.
All of which proves one thing. Maybe money can't buy you happiness, but it can buy you a Buick Century Custom, which for a lot of people is pretty much the same thing.
Murray Sign Shop, we talk sign language. This is Murray.
Murray, I need a real estate sign for my front lawn.
Okay. One for sale by owner sign. With or without a stake?
Oh, no, not for sale by owner. I want it to say Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage Company.
Hold it, fella. If you want a Coldwell Banker sign, why don't you just call Coldwell Banker?
Well, I'm not selling.
You want a Coldwell Banker sign in front of your house, but you're not selling?
Right. You see, I like what a Coldwell Banker sign says about my home.
For sale?
Murray, everybody knows a Coldwell Banker sign says a lot more than for sale. It says a quality home. It says a quality neighborhood. It says good value, and it says good taste.
Hey, that'll never fit on the sign.
Well, the sign doesn't say that. Coldwell Banker's reputation does. They're the country's largest diversified real estate service company.
Let me get this straight. You want a for sale sign that doesn't say for sale because you're not selling?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Look, why don't you try Harry's Sign Shop?
You'll find the best homes in Puget Sound country behind our signs. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage Company, formerly Henry Broderick.
There's a universe of illusion just outside your door. It can also be said there's a universe of illusion just inside your door. Naturally, it depends on which side of the door you happen to be on at any given time. However, some of you may say, this is all for dreamers. There's no such thing as illusion to begin with. Well, to begin with, we should never end a sentence with a preposition. But maybe that's an illusion, too. At any rate, we have, in the beginning of things, a young lady, a Miss Sarah Ruth Arban, and she is ringing someone's doorbell. She rings, as you can hear, several times. And just as she figures there's no one home.
Yeah? How do you do?
Oh, well, what are you selling?
What are you buying?
I asked you first.
Do you know the story of the three stonemasons?
Is it clean?
Well, it's old.
They're the best kind.
A man passed by a place where a building was being erected, and he asked one of the masons, what are you doing? And the mason replied, I'm working. And he asked the second mason, what are you doing? And that man replied, I'm laying bricks. And he asked a third mason, what are you doing? And that mason replied, I'm building a cathedral.
That's the story?
That's the story.
So what are you selling? Cathedrals?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'd like to buy one, but I really wouldn't know where to put it.
On your face.
My face? Okay, listen, if you
when
don't
you
mind...
When you asked me what I was selling, I could have said cosmetics, but I didn't.
Why not?
Because what I'm really selling is what you find in a cathedral.
Oh, well, we're back to that.
Belief. Illusion. Hope.
It's been real nice talking to
you. I look at your face and I see what can be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A line here, a shadow there, a touch of it, just a pinpoint of color. Oh, let's go inside and we'll talk about it.
Well,
I'll show you a you never dreamed existed.
Yeah?
You will look in the mirror and you will exclaim, who is she?
Listen, will it take long?
Time? What's time? I look at you and I say, here's a girl who can't be a day over 25.
I'm 30.
30? No.
Yes.
What have you done to yourself?
Well,
I'll tell you. For years and years, you've smeared on your lipstick, slapped on your powder, and rubbed on your rouge. And for what purpose?
Well, every girl has to use makeup, doesn't she?
Makeup. Have you ever considered all the implications of that word? Makeup.
No.
What a confused and crazy word. And how many things it can mean. Hold still. I'm going to take yours off with this cleansing cream. Makeup. Well, for instance, you make up your mind. You make up a story. Down at the freight yards, they make up a train.
Hey, listen, what are you
and then
doing?
You and your husband.
Yeah, I'm not married.
Well, you and your boyfriend. You kiss and make up. That's what makeup is. It can mean anything. Everything and nothing. But you're finished with makeup forever. Look in the mirror. See? It comes off.
But what are you...
We will create a cathedral.
Listen, I don't have time.
Time? What will you do with your time today that's more important? Hmm? See the improvement already? See how it comes off? In layers. But we have here another person.
Is this the face that opened the door?
No, but this could be another face to launch a thousand ships.
I never went out with a sailor in my life.
You never will. When I'm finished, you'll date no one below the rank of admiral. Now, first, we shall apply a base.
Look, I'm really very busy.
Busy? Busy with what? And for whom?
Well,
I'm the one who's busy. Look.
Huh?
Keep looking in the mirror, see? See what's starting to happen?
What I'm trying to say
is... Cosmetics, the building blocks of illusion. But they must be applied with a brush, never a trowel.
Miss...
Arben. Sarah Ruth Arben. Your second chance lady. And you are...
Millie Smith.
You see how light, how delicate. It's as evanescent as beauty itself.
Will it take much longer?
We've only begun.
It's just that I don't know when...
Already a softness. Already a sweetness. Already a certain air of...
What are you doing?
I am building a cathedral.
Yeah, but that's not me.
It isn't.
Look, I haven't looked like that since I graduated from high school.
Of course.
That's how I looked when I was 17.
Certainly.
And I wore my hair back.
In a ponytail, I bet.
Yeah, that's right.
With a ribbon?
I can't believe it.
Huh? It's you.
Brookside High School. Oh, I was so pretty. I was a cheerleader. I was a head cheerleader.
I bet you were.
You should have seen me.
Well, I can see you now.
You should have heard me.
All right, let me hear
you. We come from Brookside. We couldn't be prouder. If you can't hear us, we'll yell a little louder.
Way to go, Brookside.
Oh, hallowed halls of Brookside High. We'll love you till the day we die.
See? And there you are again, not a day over 17.
I was beautiful.
Yes.
I was voted most beautiful girl in the class.
Well, I can see why.
And they wrote a kind of a slogan under everybody's picture, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, underneath mine, they wrote, "She walks in beauty
like the night of cloudless climes and starry skies, and all that's best of dark and bright meet in her aspect and her eyes."
Hey, that's a poem.
Yes.
I never knew that. I just thought this guy, the editor of the yearbook, he made it up. You know, "She walks in beauty."
Well, it's a poem by Lord Byron.
Yeah, well, I never heard of him. Well, I didn't learn very much in school. I guess I was too busy being prettiest girl in the class.
Well, I bet you're still the prettiest girl in the class.
Well, the dumbest is more like it. I was going to be a movie star. Melisande Schlegel. They all said, "You're going to be a movie star. All you have to do is change your name."
But you could still be a movie star.
Oh, I'll never be anything.
Well, that's no way to talk.
I'm stupid. That's what I am. I'm stupid. But I could have done it. I could have had everything. But I had to get tied up with him. With Ralph. "You stick with me, baby. You'll be sitting on top of $1 million. "Oh, yeah, sure. So what have I got? Believe me, if I could do it all over again. Hey, wait a minute. Who did you say you were?
Me? Well, I'm Sarah Ruth Arben, the second chance lady.
Yeah, that's what I mean, second chance. See, I saw this movie. It was maybe it was on TV or maybe I heard it on the radio. Well, it doesn't matter. But there was this person, and he came to these people and said words like to the effect, "Listen, did you blow it the first time around? I'm going to fix it for you to have a second chance." You know what I mean?
Well.
And he went on to say, this person did, "Would you like to have another opportunity to go back and live your life over and travel a different road?" You follow this?
I think so.
Is that you? I mean, could a thing like this be on the level? Is that what you're trying to tell me? That somehow, in some way, I'm going to get a second chance?
Yes.
You mean I'm going to go back and live my life over?
Oh, no.
Well, what do you mean?
Oh, my dear Millie, I represent the Second Chance Cosmetic Company. But surely you've seen our ads in the magazines, on TV, and heard about us on the radio. I'm one of many second chance ladies that ring your bell and
oh.
They give you a second chance. another opportunity to duplicate the beauty nature gave you when you were very young.
Yeah, I see.
And now, you see that beauty needs just the tiniest bit of help.
Yeah.
Now, what I've given you is a touch of our number 4 base, our number 8 lipstick, number 3 rouge, and number 9 shadow, and number 14 powder. We'll set up a little kit. This is your very own, your personal makeup.
Well, I better wipe it off, all of it off.
Oh, why?
Because it just isn't me, see? It's little Melisande Schlegel, and, she's dead.
Oh, no, she's alive. But look at her.
No. No, you don't know what happened to Melisande Schlegel. You don't know what she did to other people and what other people did to her.
Well, whatever it was, it can be all over.
Oh, no, yeah, sure.
And you can start again.
Second chance, huh? Don't tell me you believe your own sales pitch.
Well, why not? That's the secret of selling. Belief in your product. Everybody can change.
Gee, listen to yourself. Little Miss Goody Two-Shoes. Come on, get out of here.
You don't mean that.
Little Mary Sunshine. Who asked you to come around? Who needs you?
You need me.
I need you for what?
Melisande Schlegel needs me.
Oh, come on, will you cut it out?
You say Melisande Schlegel is dead. But she isn't. She never died. She never even went away. She's been with you all the time. Look in the mirror. All she needed was a little shadow, a little color, and a few lines. You see, her spirit is there.
Yeah, sure.
Now look at this kit. What's in here? Well, we call them cosmetics. That's from the Greek, cosmos, meaning order, a pleasant arrangement. Okay, fine. But what is this stuff when you get right down to it? It's just chemicals, right? They can change everything into anything. They can even make you look like Melisande Schlegel again. Provided you feel like Melisande Schlegel. They can put the color in your face, but they can't give you the sparkle in your eye. Now, Melisande, give me a T. Give me an E.
Give me an A. Give me an M.
Oh, come on now. You should be happy. Happy. You found Melisande again after all these years. Come on. Let me show you how to put on the base.
No, look, I don't want...
Come on. I take the number 4.
Don't move.
No, Ralph.
You, sister, stretch your hands across the table.
Ralph, don't be crazy. You don't need a gun.
Frisk her, Millie.
What?
Search her for crying out loud.
I think you're making a...
Shut up. Millie, look her over. You want me to do it? What's in those bags?
One is my handbag and the other is my cosmetic kit. I'm a beauty consultant.
No, I said shut up.
Well, actually, I'm a salesman. I mean, I'm a salesperson for the Second Chance Cosmetics
What'd you
Company.
What'd
you find? No, that's nothing.
Actually, we're a subsidiary
of... I said shut up. I'll get her identification.
You'll see. It says...
All right, now you're here. It's a wallet and a driver's license. Sarah Ruth Arban. And here's your identification card, Sarah Ruth Arban, consultant, Second Chance Cosmetics.
All right, sit down, Sarah Ruth Arban, if that's your name.
But that is my name.
That's your story.
Sir, obviously you have me confused with someone else.
Well, let me tell you my story. I've been watching the house the past couple of hours, and I saw you coming down the street. You're working every door on the block.
But that's my job. I sell from door to door.
It also could be a way of getting into each house.
Why would I want to do that?
Because you're a cop.
What?
Ralph.
That's right, sister. You're a cop. And you're looking for us.
What? You made a mistake.
Oh, no, sister. You made a mistake.
Do you remember that rather popular advertising slogan, does she or doesn't she? Here, we can say, is she or isn't she? Well, one thing we do know, she's a convincing talker. But... as the man said when he put his head in the lion's mouth, it's always easier getting in than out. We'll get into Act Two shortly.
This spring, you can go to your True Value hardware store and buy a nutritious, balanced meal for your lawn and garden. Hi, Pat Summerall to tell you they offer a complete selection of Scotts fertilizers, like Turf Builder for your lawn. It releases its nutrients gradually to help grass grow thicker and greener instead of just taller. And there's Scotts Grow fertilizers. One formulated specifically to feed flowering plants, another for shrubs, trees, and evergreens. True Value Hardware Stores offer Scotts Vegetable Garden Fertilizer, too. It's a real feast for your garden, and it's safe for all vegetables. Fast-release nutrients get plants off to a healthy start. And slow-release nitrogen gives a prolonged, balanced feeding, so just one feeding is usually enough. Get Scotts fertilizers, the nutritious meal for lawns and gardens, and get them from participating True Value hardware stores. Remember, True Value, that's more than just a name. That's their way of doing business. And by the way, tell them that Pat Summerall sent you.
When we rock you to sleep by hand, you'll wake up humming a happy tune. Thank you, Heirloom.
You'll thank Heirloom after your first night's sleep on our handcrafted super feather bed, the one-of-a-kind luxury mattress and box spring. The secret? A sumptuous pillow top of DuPont's heavy denier Dacron, processed exclusively by Heirloom. It's a cushiony, comfortable night's sleep you have to experience to believe. The super feather bed is handcrafted, hand-stitched sidewalls, hand-tied box springs. Nobody makes a mattress quite like we do.
When we rock you to sleep by hand, you'll wake up humming a happy tune.
Mattresses at Better Furniture and Department Stores.
You walk down the street of a city, past a row of houses. Each house looks very much like its neighbor. You go by door after door, and you ask yourself, who lives inside there? What goes on behind that curtained window? What drama takes place within those four walls? Well, here we have a rather ordinary house on a rather ordinary block in a rather ordinary city. But the drama that's going on is certainly something you don't find every day.
You're a cop.
No!
You're a plainclothes cop, and you're looking for us. Now, don't you make one move.
Please, that gun makes me very nervous.
That's not all it's going to make you.
Ralph, she's the second chance lady.
That's her story.
Look what she did to me. She has to know something about makeup.
You're a chump. It's her cover for the job.
Sir, I am really...
I told you to keep your mouth shut.
Ralph, are you sure you
I never forget a face, and I've seen her face. She was wearing a uniform.
You could be mistaken.
I never make a mistake.
Look, I'm an expert on faces. It's because of the work I do.
Ralph,
look,
what are you going to do now? Please,
That's what we're going to do now. And fast.
No, please, don't hit me again, please.
I ought to beat the daylights out of you.
Please, no, Ralph.
What kind of crazy stunt did you pull? I always knew you didn't have any brains, but a thing like this, I told you and told you over and over. What did I tell you?
Sir, you can achieve better results with kindness.
You shut up. Now, what did I tell you? Not to leave anybody in here. Isn't that what I told you?
Yes, Ralph.
But you went ahead and let her in anyhow, didn't you?
Yes, Ralph.
Why? Why?
I'll tell you why. And I don't care what you do to me. I was sick and tired of sitting here all day long by myself.
You got the TV?
Fed up with hard luck stories just to see somebody. I want to talk to somebody.
This one isn't just somebody. She's a cop.
How was I to know?
Can't you see the word cop? It's written all over her face.
Sir, you keep insulting. Oh, I'm another human being. It was another person. It was another voice in this place besides my own. Somebody would listen to me. I can't live shut away by myself. I won't do it.
You know what's at stake here.
I don't care. Go ahead. Kill me. I don't care.
Now, Mary, look, honey, I know it's been rough.
You didn't have to hit me.
All right, forgive me, baby. It'll never happen again.
That's what you said the last time.
Well, this time I mean it.
The time before.
Mary, now just shut up. I didn't mean to yell at you. It's just that I'm nervous, that's all. Look, baby, this is the big one, the one that gets us there all the way. You have to understand that. I love you.
Do you?
Sure. I yell at you because I want to yell at myself. And if I hit you, it's only because I'm mad at myself.
Oh, that's a completely discredited psychology. It simply doesn't hold water.
But I love you, baby. You know I love you. Now tell me you know I love you. Come on.
I know you love me, Ralph. I know you love me.
Why, sure. We're going to walk away from here with a quarter of $1 million, baby. That's why I'm so nervous. I'm not myself. I can't believe it finally happened.
You two really don't need me. Why don't I
just... You just don't move.
Look, whatever's involved here, I really know nothing about it. So wouldn't it be a good time
just
for me...
Just sit right where you are.
But don't you see? The longer I stay, the more I'm going to learn about something which it would be better I knew nothing about. If I leave right now, I promise you I'll forget all about this place and whatever it is that's supposed to be happening here.
Oh, sure.
Millie, you know I couldn't possibly be a police officer.
Now, I know I've seen you someplace and in uniform.
Look, telephone the Second Chance Company. They'll tell you I'm a salesperson.
Sure. Why not? You took the job as a front. Oh, no. You're going to stick right where you are, lady.
Ralph, listen. What are we going to do with her?
Well, that's for JoJo to say. He's the boss.
Oh, yeah? I thought you were the boss.
Well, nobody's the boss. Me, JoJo, and Theodore. We're all equal.
But what are we going to do with her?
Whatever we have to do.
Now, wait a second. This was the kind of thing where nobody was going to get killed.
You should have thought of that before you let her into the place.
Wait a minute. Are you saying that...
I'm only saying that it's going to be up to JoJo.
Why JoJo?
Okay, me and you, JoJo and Theodore. We'll take a boat. That going to make you feel better?
So where are they?
They'll be here.
Meanwhile, they got the money.
Meanwhile, we got the tickets and the passports.
Maybe they got picked up.
JoJo? Theodore? Never. It's 1:30 on ahead. Go ahead, get the news.
Ralph?
Will you turn on the radio?
To bring you the news at this exact point in time. Our lead story is still the daring $750,000 payroll robbery yesterday afternoon at Sparks Clothing Factory on the south side.
2 blocks away.
3 masked men somehow managed to open the rear door of the payroll office and took the money at gunpoint. Mr. Emmanuel Spark evidently did not move quickly enough for the gunmen, and he was shot to death. The police have only one lead, which they will reveal at the appropriate time.
Who fired that shot, Ralph? Did you?
Ralphie would never...
Oh, it doesn't matter.
You said you didn't shoot.
I said I didn't hit him.
How do you know?
Because I couldn't hit the side of a barn.
But I thought you said you didn't fire.
All of us fired.
You promised no one would be killed.
Would you lay off?
Ralph, whether your bullet hit him or
you
not...
You in particular, keep your mouth shut. You're on borrowed time.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
Ralph, what does that mean?
Everybody's on borrowed time.
What he's trying to say in an indirect way, of course, is that he will have to kill me.
No, Ralph, we can't do that.
We're not going to do anything until JoJo and Theodore get here.
And then?
Then we'll see. Meanwhile, get a rope.
A rope? What for?
To tie her up. What do you think?
You want a cup of coffee?
No, thanks.
Listen, I'm sorry.
Where are JoJo and Theodore?
They'll be along soon.
But where are they now?
Hiding out.
Why aren't you all hiding out together?
Will you listen to those questions and she still says she's not a cop?
I'm just interested. After all, I seem to have a stake in this thing.
Okay, you might as well know. We planned it. After we got out of there, I went one way to this place. JoJo and Theodore went the opposite direction to another hideout.
Really?
Always best to split up.
Well, I wouldn't know about such things.
Not much. We decided to give it 48 hours, just to cool. Then we're all to meet here. We stay a couple of days till it cools off some more, then we leave the country.
Could I ask you a question? Who has the money?
JoJo and Theodore, they're holding it.
Really?
Oh, don't hand me any of that. JoJo, Theodore, and me, we've been buddies since we're 10 years old.
$125,000? That's what each of them has to gain to forget your address.
Not JoJo. Not Theodore.
Well, I hope not, for your sake.
Besides, I'm holding the passports. Special passports. JoJo and Theodore couldn't get out of the country without them.
Significant.
Yeah, what?
That they have the money.
That's the way we arranged it.
That's the way who arranged it?
Now, listen, I don't know what you're trying to pull, but it won't work.
But look, evidently there was a plan. Hold up the payroll office at this factory, and two of you go hide somewhere with the money. One of you hide somewhere else with the passports. Now, all I'm asking is, whose idea was it for JoJo and Theodore to hold the money?
What does that have to do with...
Was it your idea?
Well, why don't you answer her, Ralph?
Well, obviously, the answer is it wasn't his idea.
It made more sense for them to hold the money.
Why?
I don't have to explain anything to you.
You want to explain it to Millie?
Now, look, there were two of them. The money was in two suitcases, so naturally...
Why split up in the first place?
I already told you it was best.
Why?
Because...
Whose idea was it to split up?
You better shut up or I'll put a gag in your mouth.
Whose idea was it, Ralph?
Okay, it was JoJo's.
JoJo. I see.
Well, it's his caper.
Oh, there's a word for you. Caper? You must think you're a character in a movie. And after a while, the lights will come on. Everybody who paid $3 for a seat will get up and go home. But you killed a man.
I didn't kill him.
He's dead. Ralph, I'm scared.
Don't you see what she's trying to do?
It could all have been for nothing. For nothing.
Yeah?
And you could be sitting here holding the bag.
Oh, no. I'm holding the...
The what? The tickets? The passports? So what?
So this, wise lady. I had to swipe these passports. JoJo and Theodore couldn't get them on their own. You know why? They got police records. They're on parole.
That a fact. Well, how did you get the passports?
I arranged with a guy.
But if you could arrange with a guy to swipe some passports, why couldn't they?
Because that was my job.
Of course. Certainly. And wouldn't it be to their advantage to let you think so? That would keep you quiet. While they ran off with the money.
Ralph?
Anybody can get a passport if he wants one badly enough. Certainly for much less than $250,000. You've been had.
Ralph, she's right.
She's a cop. You can't trust her.
I am not a cop. You can't trust JoJo and Theodore. Oh, how cleverly they've worked it. They got you to kill that man at the office.
I didn't kill him.
Oh, you all killed him. Which means if they run out on you, as they have, you can't go to the police. If it was just a robbery, you could turn state's evidence and get off. But first-degree murder... You're finished unless...
Unless what?
I would assume if the other two get away, the law would make Ralph pay in full for everybody, but...
Yeah, but...
But if he can help them capture JoJo and Theodore, I'm sure it will be taken into consideration.
Ralph, I know where they are.
No.
I know where they're headed.
So do I. They're headed here.
Are they, Ralph? Are they?
Why don't you answer her?
Millie, this is how cops operate.
I'm not a cop.
I believe her. She's not a cop.
Baby, JoJo and Theodore and me,
yeah,
we...
Yeah, I know. You've been pals since you're 10 years old.
The three of us. We're closer than brothers.
Yes, of course, but this closeness, is it worth $125,000 apiece to each of them?
Now, listen, I...
Ralph, ask yourself, honestly, just suppose it were you, and you had all the money and a chance to keep it for yourself.
I'd never double-cross my buddies.
Oh, you answer too quickly. Think a minute. And remember, the worst thing a man can do is lie to himself. Would you keep it all? Well, of course you would.
Don't you say that.
Ralph, you made the choice, not me. You decided of your own free will to become a thief. You know as well as I do there's no honor among thieves.
Ralph, what are we going to do?
Once they leave the country, you're finished. And if you're ever caught, you stand all alone.
Millie, JoJo and Theodore, they would never... I mean... They would. Yeah, they would. And I'm a chump. Why did I ever hold still for letting him split with the money? It's that JoJo. He could always convince me, talk me into anything. Well, he won't get away with it. Okay, you're a cop.
I'm not a cop.
Now, what kind of a deal could I get?
Well, I imagine...
I'll tell you what you do. You call in, see? You say you can bring in one of the guys in the payroll thing.
Ralph, you...
keep out of this now. Now, listen, we got to keep Millie out of this. That's part of the deal.
But I see no reason why I'd want to bring her into it.
Now, you ask him what it's worth if I can lead him to the other guys and the money.
Certainly.
Now, that's all you ask him, because I still got this gun pointed at you. Millie, bring the phone over here.
Yeah, sure.
There's no good two-time and double-crossing. They thought they could pull a fast one on me.
Here's the phone.
All right, what's the number?
Just ask the operator for police headquarters.
Go ahead, Millie.
JoJo.
That's right. JoJo and little Theodore. Hey, who's this? Did you go out and get a dame for me?
Rescue. Rescue was so close at hand. And, well, we all miss by so little, don't we? A few inches, a few seconds. At least we've widened the canvas somewhat. We've added two new characters, the celebrated JoJo and Theodore. And we've also increased the odds against poor Sarah Ruth Arpan. Resolution is almost at hand, as Act 3 returns shortly.
Do I, Howard Cosell, really embody the sum total of all human knowledge?
No. I know nothing about CB radio. However, neither do lots of folks. So for everyone, I questioned General Electric. Their answers made it evident why GE is expert in CB. Listen to the words of Steve Walker, GE's manager of marketing research.
Steve, how have you guys made sure your new 40-channel CBs don't turn out to be turkeys?
Consumer testing, Howard.
A time-worn expression. Pray elucidate.
Certainly. Our procedure with new products is to place hundreds in a test market. Then we survey the owners and investigate any complaints. We'll tear down an entire set to get to the bottom of a problem. Then we can eliminate it.
That's using research for more than just talk. Thanks, Steve.
Research. Another reason to buy GE CB. This is Howard Cosell saying GE. That's more than you can say about any other CB.
Hobby and craft buffs, this announcement is for you. Burien Hobby Center saves you more dollars with their Adventure Theater special. Listen to this. Radio control airplane kits are 20% off. Motors 20% off, too, with a purchase of any model airplane. And plastic model kits, boats, airplanes, and model cars are all marked down 15%. If you haven't seen Burien Hobby Center's giant HO train layout with over 700 feet of track, where six trains can run all at the same time, here's your opportunity next Saturday afternoon. And talking about model trains, Burien Hobby Center saves you 50% on a great selection and assorted choice of diesel locomotives. Here's good time to add to your rolling stock collection. Concerning Burien Hobby's craft department, macrame supplies are on a special along with a selection of plastic kits. Regularly $3, now just $1.09. Come to Burien Hobby Center featuring Grumbacher Art Supplies and offering oil painting classes. Open 7 days a week and evenings till 8. Call 242-8410. Burien Hobby Center on 152nd.
Some people like to work in the silence and isolation of an office. Others prefer to be up and about and meeting the public. The public, as you may appreciate, is a many-faceted entity. And you can never really know exactly what to expect from an encounter with any segment of it. Our Ms. Sarah Ruth Arban is now bound hand and foot to a chair, while four members of the public ponder her fate.
She's a cop, Jojo.
Really, I'm not. I'm a second chance lady.
Okay, maybe that's what she says she is, but it doesn't matter anymore.
Why not?
Because she knows who we are.
Do you, Miss...
Arban. Sarah Ruth Arban.
Arban. Why is that name familiar?
You sure it's familiar?
Yeah.
Then I can tell you something about yourself.
Is that a fact?
As a boy, you studied music.
Hey, one of you must have told her, huh?
You played an instrument. The trumpet.
How do you know?
Because one of my ancestors was Jean-Louis Baptiste Arban. He was one of the great teachers of the horn, and to this day, young players still study the Arban book.
Yeah, that's it. I remember that book. That's why I had to give up music. The book was too tough for me.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I like this dame. She's with it. Class. You can tell by the way she talks. Hey, it's too bad we'll have to,
But why?
Would you swear? Could you swear to walk out of here and forget who we are and what we look like? Could you? Never. That's what I mean by class.
Are you saying we have to kill her?
Now, why do you use a word like that, Millie? It's bad enough we have to do it. We don't have to say it.
Is that why we have to kill her? Because you say so?
That's right, because I say so.
You see, Ralph, I told you. He's the boss.
That's right, I'm the boss. Is there anybody here who doesn't think so?
Now, look, Jojo.
Just what have you got to say, Ralph, huh? Where would you be without me, huh? Who's done all the thinking for you? Whose brains have been keeping you out of jail? We have to kill this cop.
I must interrupt for a point of information.
And why do we have to kill her? Because the job went sour. Oh, yeah, we got the dough, but we killed a guy. And why did we kill him? Because you panicked. You fired first. You didn't have to. The old guy was just scared. But no. On account of you, it became the 4th of July. So, that's it.
But murder...
This dame is a cop.
No, I'm not.
She knows the risks she takes. It's part of the job.
But we just can't...
Yes, we can. And you know who's gonna do it? You are.
Me?
You.
Jojo, what are you saying?
The three of us, Ralph. You and me and Theodore were in it for the killing in the office. So, Millie has to join the party. Become one of us.
No.
Ralph, it's up to you. Make her understand.
Yeah, but Jojo...
Ralph, am I right?
Look, Jojo...
Just forget the personalities. Am I right? Isn't this what she has to do? Won't that make all of us equal?
Millie, he's right.
No.
For 12 years, we've been knocking around. And we always missed out. Now we got it. We got $250,000 for the two of us. The bad days are over, honey. All over. Everything I ever promised you, you can have.
Ralph, I
and
can't...
And this dame, who is she anyhow? A stranger. And who's gonna know, Millie? Who's gonna know?
You know what they say. You can't make an omelet unless you break some eggs.
Millie, honey, you gotta do it. For us.
Please, Ralph, don't make me
do that.
All
right, that's enough. What are you doing, Millie? Putting on an act? You never got your hands dirty before? Who worked over that old lady till she came up with her bank book?
I
enjoyed every minute of it,
but
too.
But that wasn't...
All right, so knock it off.
But murder...
Yeah, murder. Sooner or later, with people like us, it comes to murder. We don't have to do it right away. We just have to keep cool here for at least a week. Now, Miss Arban, excuse me, Detective Arban, we'll have to keep you locked up in the next room, but we're going to see to it you're as comfortable as possible.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate that, Mr. Jojo.
Well, how are things, Miss Arban?
They've been better.
You know, I wish we'd met before, under different circumstances.
When do you plan to kill Ralph and Millie?
Ralph's my oldest friend.
You didn't answer my question.
Why would I want to kill him?
They're not in your class. Neither is Theodore. But at least Theodore seems useful.
Yeah, he's like a faithful puppy, isn't he?
More like a Great Dane. He doesn't say much.
He's deaf and dumb.
And you're going to hold on to his money anyhow, right?
Well, that's how he likes it.
Aside from the killing, it was a perfect job.
Well, I planned it.
How?
Well, the big problem, the only problem, was to get into the office. It's always locked.
So how did you solve it?
Millie. She got a job, one of those office temporaries. She went to work there. The key was in the cashier's desk.
And she was able to get a wax impression.
You say you're not a cop.
I read a lot of detective stories. So that's the lead, huh?
What lead?
You know what lead. I heard it on the radio. The police say they have a lead. I must have checked everyone who worked in that office. They're looking for Millie.
You may be right.
And they have a description of Millie.
Yeah, it's possible.
So, that's why you have to kill Millie. But you can't kill Millie without killing Ralph.
Listen, didn't I tell you Ralph's my oldest friend?
Oh, I think you've outgrown him.
Oh, why did you have to be a cop? We could have made such beautiful music together. From the Arban book, I remember. Oh, there were these great duets in it.
When do you plan to kill Millie?
Right after she kills you.
Is that you, Millie? I'm awake, Millie.
Oh,
Did you want to kill me in the dark?
I don't say that.
Were you hoping I'd be asleep?
Look,
You've got a gun, haven't you?
No,
You're holding it behind your back.
Look,
you'd rather shoot me while I was asleep or in the back. But I won't let you do it. I'm going to look at you. And you are going to see my eyes as long as you live.
I don't care. It's too bad. But I got this chance, see? This only chance. I went off in the wrong direction, but with this money, I'm back on the track.
When I first walked in here, I showed you how you could get back on the track.
No.
That's the only way to do it. Become Melisande Schlegel again.
No, I can't.
You know I'm right. Oh, come on. Come on. Melisande. You can win this game.
O hallowed halls of Brookside High. We'll love you till the day we die.
Stop it! Now that's for kids, for stupid kids who don't know the score.
Do you know the score,
Mary? Yeah, the only score that counts is money.
That's right. And the whole $750,000 is how much JoJo plans to have when he walks out of here.
I don't believe it.
Oh, Millie, do you trust JoJo? JoJo has to get rid of you.
I don't believe you.
Whose idea was it for you to get a job in that factory?
How do you know I...
Because you had to get a key to the door. Now the police are going to check on everybody who worked there.
I didn't give my right name.
Oh, they know what you look like. Do you have a police record, Millie? Are there pictures of you in the files? Are you known to associate with Ralph? You're finished, Millie.
You're only saying this to scare me.
To what? Is it true or isn't it true?
JoJo wouldn't.
Yes, he would. Why wouldn't it? Oh, I see. Is it possible? Just possible that you and Ralph may have had an idea to double-cross JoJo?
We never...
Is there honor among thieves?
But you still have to...
Be killed.
I'm sorry.
Let me tell you what's going to happen. Ralph, JoJo, and Theodore are in the next room. They're waiting to hear the shot. And the minute they hear it, Theodore is going to stab Ralph. And the second you walk through the door, JoJo is going to shoot you.
I don't believe you.
Oh, you do. You do believe me. You don't want to believe me, but you know it's true. You pull the trigger, and Theodore's knife goes right into Ralph's heart.
No.
You're finished. Oh. Poor little Melisande Schlegel, you just took the wrong turn and got in too deep. Well, you'll have to fight for your life. But you can still walk through the door and start to shoot, and
he is going to kill Ralph. And then me. Sure. He's smart, that JoJo. But not smart enough. I'll take care of you later.
I'm afraid he's dead.
No!
You shot both, JoJo and Theodore, but Theodore was able to...
Oh, no!
Oh, Millie, you're bleeding.
No! JoJo hit me. I don't think I'm gonna...
Would you have come back to kill me? Would you, Millie? No, not you, Melissa. Not you.
Oh, hallowed halls of Brookside High. We'll love you till the day we die. I wanted a second chance. So bad.
Bodies of four people who robbed the Spark Clothing Factory payroll were found in an apartment near the scene of the crime today. Evidently, it was a shootout or a gangland-style execution. Perhaps a hijacking, because the $750,000 payroll is missing.
I am so sorry Madame disapproves of the champagne.
Well, there was the slightest flavor of cork.
Most regrettable, madame. For this, the sommelier deserves to be fired.
Oh, no. Let us give him a second chance.
Madame is most generous.
Everyone deserves a second chance. I should know.
Yes, madame. Would madame care to see the menu? We have the finest cuisine on the entire Riviera.
If you please.
One moment. Paul, Louis, Henri, the fabulously wealthy American lady, the mystery woman. She chose to dine here. Everything must be perfect.
And everything was. I suppose we might go on to describe the further adventures of Miss Sarah Ruth Arban, but that would be another story. One story each day is all you're entitled to. You must admit, she was a believer in her own philosophy. She certainly took her second chance. You'd better not take any chances. Just be here till I return shortly.
Hay fever?
Mm.
No, I got it, too.
Oh?
Gets me right in the sinuses.
Me, too. Hey, what's your antihistamine?
I use something more than just antihistamine.
Prescription?
Nope, ARM. Means allergy relief medicine. You take it when just antihistamine isn't enough.
A-R, spell that again?
A-R-M. Does everything antihistamine does for sneezing, itching.
Dripping?
Plus, helps clear and drain congestion, even in your sinuses.
Oh, that's antihistamine relief and more.
ARM. Arm yourself with ARM. Take when needed, only as directed.
Right now, Goodyear is cutting the deck and dealing. It's your chance to get a super low price on a Goodyear lube job and oil change. Here's the deal. Get a complete chassis lubrication and an oil change with up to 5 quarts of 10W30 oil for $4.88 at your nearby Goodyear service stores. Come on in. Goodyear. It's the only game in town.
Today, Bensonville, Kentucky died, wiped out by a devastating plague that breaks down immunity to any disease.
What's happening to me?
Tomorrow, it will be Bridgeton, Minnesota, then San Salino, California, and only the deadly Messiah knows why.
Please help!
The Deadly Messiah from Avon Paperbacks, the one novel you will read this year as though your life depended on it. And maybe, just maybe, it does.
Help!
This is Polly Bergen. Did you ever think that the time would come when all you, an average citizen, had to do to save a life, or lives, was simply sign your name? Well, the time has come. When you sign your name to an organ donor card witnessed by two other people, you will your kidneys and other organs to those who need them. Your signature can actually mean life to them. Get your organ donor card from your kidney foundation. Give the gift of life. Thank you.
There may be some of you who will say our story enabled someone to enjoy stolen wealth. Well, there's an entire school of thought that says that's the only kind you can enjoy. After all, if you work hard all your life, by the time you're wealthy, you're too old to enjoy it. We do not take sides. We do not point morals. Our task is to tell the truth, to show the human condition. Our cast included Marion Seldes, Terry Keane, Larry Haynes, and William Griffiths. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and ARM, Allergy Relief Medicine. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Since you've seen a really good movie. Since you forgot you were in a theater and thought you were in someone else's life. How long has it been since you fell in love with a motion picture? If it's been too long, then see George C. Scott in Islands in the Stream. From Paramount Pictures, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Islands in the Stream opens tomorrow at the John Dance, Lewis and Clark, Lake City, Temple and Lynn Theaters, rated PG.
2 years ago, Cadillac began building Seville, and Frederick Cadillac sold a lot of them. Now the other automakers are climbing on the bandwagon, and why not? When you have a good idea, it's not too long before the imitations start to appear. We just want you to remember that the imitators have 2 years of catching up to do, and if Seville is just your size, you're important to us. Respectfully, Frederick Cadillac at Pike and Summit.
KIRO, Seattle, the news authority.
CBS News. The State Department has labeled groundless charges by Pakistan's prime minister that the United States is trying to topple his government. I'm Mike Stanley, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Prime Minister Zulfikar Ali Bhutto accuses the United States of pouring dollars into Pakistan to topple his government. The main reason for the attempted overthrow, Bhutto contends, was that he insisted on going ahead with a controversial deal to buy a $150 million nuclear fuel processing plant from France in face of strong U.S. opposition. A State Department spokesman said Thursday night that the United States is strongly expressing its concern about Bhutto's charges to the Pakistan government, both in Islamabad and to the Pakistani embassy in Washington. Pakistan has been in turmoil since early March when Bhutto was reelected. Opposition parties contended that the election was rigged and demanded Bhutto resign and new elections be held. Violence has grown as anti-government demonstrations have continued. CBS News continues following this message.
We think our wines have so much character, so much vitality, they don't require a meal to bring them to life. Listen. Recognize them? How could you not? They're imported stock vermouth. The savory sweet. And the crisp dry. Once you've tasted them, you'll never listen to any other wines before dinner. Stock sweet and dry vermouth, Distillery Stock, Trieste, Italy.
I'm Charles Osgood, CBS News. Join me on Newsbreak, mornings on most of these CBS radio network stations, as we explore this curious world of ours. Some days, I'll pick a major news story to explore in further detail. Other days, it may be a person who did not exactly make the headlines, but whose story is noteworthy in the course of human events. Newsbreak, one of the many broadcasts of news and commentary, along with hourly CBS News, updates to the minute, on most of these CBS radio network stations.
The Federal Energy Administration says many of the world's biggest oil companies have bilked the American public of hundreds of millions of dollars through overcharging. More from CBS News correspondent Nelson Benton.
FEA accused 20 multinational oil companies of overcharging consumers $336 million for gasoline and other products during an 18-month period that started with the 1973 Arab oil embargo. Energy authorities directed the companies to disprove the allegations or roll back prices to offset the alleged overcharges. FEA officials say the rollbacks could amount to as much as a penny per gallon for a few weeks, depending on the company involved. The government is saying, in effect, that foreign oil production affiliates of U.S. firms inflated the price of oil shipped to their parent companies in the United States, which enabled the parent companies to make bigger profits from overseas operations. Gulf Oil, accused of $79 million in violations, flatly denied the charge, saying it has answered it before. Standard Oil of Indiana, charged with $55 million in violations, said it answered the charges in 1975, but never heard back from the FEA. Nelson Benton, CBS News, Washington.
U.S. District Court in Washington has ruled that the makers of children's sleepwear treated with the now-banned fire-retardant chemical Tris should not be held solely accountable for making refunds to consumers. CBS News correspondent Richard Roth has that story.
The court action will leave in effect the ban on Tris-treated children's sleepwear. It means consumers who bought garments treated with the chemical will still be eligible for refunds. But it also eases somewhat the economic burden on the firms, many of them small family businesses, that manufactured the garments. The official order next week will direct the Consumer Product Safety Commission to revise its recall of Tris-treated sleepwear. So manufacturers will be able to collect refunds from fabric suppliers, and fabric makers will collect from companies that produce yarn for the fabric, all the way back to the firms that manufactured the chemical itself, Tris. Every business in the chain of production will be affected. Each will lose a part of its investment, but no one sector of the industry will be forced to bear the entire burden of the recall. Richard Roth, CBS News, Washington.
More news in a moment.
Are you an unpublished author? Do you have a book-length manuscript ready or almost ready for publication? Or do you know of anyone else who is an unpublished author? If so, note this toll-free number, 800-821-7700. You're invited to telephone Vantage Press, a leading New York subsidy publisher, for a free illustrated brochure titled To the Author in Search of a Publisher. Just call this toll-free number, 800-821-7700. This brochure explains how you may have your manuscript printed and published in a matter of months. The number is 800-821-7700. Whether your subject is fiction, nonfiction, poetry, or even scientific, specialized or controversial, this 52-page brochure shows you how to arrange for prompt publication. To get your copy, dial 800, then 821-7700. The phone call is free. If this is your first book, you'll find this free brochure especially valuable and informative. Dial 800, then 821-7700.
All is well, apparently, with First Lady Rosalynn Carter. She returned to the White House, reportedly in good spirits after surprise surgery for removal of a benign lump from her breast. Mrs. Carter had gone to Bethesda Naval Hospital for a